beautiful souls, welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're diving deep into a topic that's always on our minds, Relationships 101. We're going to talk about life, love, and everything in between, from all of the red flags to the green ones. Let's get into it. Relationships are one of the most beautiful, challenging, and rewarding parts of life, especially for women, whether it's friendships, family connections, or romantic partnerships. Navigating relationships requires self-awareness, communication, and a deep understanding of your own worth. So welcome to Girl Talk Relationships 101 podcast today. On this episode, where we have an open, honest conversation about what it takes to build healthy, fulfilling relationships while staying true to your authentic self. So this episode and this podcast today is about understanding the foundations of strong relationships, from setting boundaries that are critical and practicing self-love to recognizing red flags and embracing vulnerability. It's not just about finding the right partner, but about becoming the best version of yourself so that you can attract and nurture healthy connections in every single area of your life. So through different practical advice and strategies, and we're just going to unpack how to approach relationships with confidence, clarity, and authenticity. Whether you're single, dating, or in a committed long-term relationship, this episode is just to remind you that your heart deserves care, your voice deserves to be heard, and your happiness matters. So let's dive into the lessons, laughter, and truths that everyone needs to hear, especially women, when it comes to love, friendship, and self-respect. Because ladies, you deserve relationships that make you feel seen, valued, and truly loved. Whether you're navigating the dating scene, dealing with a long-term partner, or simply trying to figure out your friendships, relationships can be, well, let's admit it, complicated. This episode isn't about giving you a magic formula for the perfect relationships. It's about having an honest, open conversation about the real stuff, the good, the bad, and the sometimes messy, and giving you some practical tools and advice to navigate the world of relationships with more confidence and clarity. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges and joys of building healthy relationships and explore how to create connections that are truly fulfilling. So grab your favorite drink, get comfy, and let's talk about it. We're going to cover everything from setting boundaries to communicating effectively, from dealing with red flags to celebrating the green ones. So we'll be sharing personal experience, offering practical advice, and getting into some real talk about the stuff we often avoid. So I can only speak from experience, just being in a happy, loving, committed relationship. I love my hubby. He's absolutely amazing. And I just speak from experience, from having a healthy, loving relationship. So let's start with boundaries. That's number one. Ladies, boundaries are your best friend. They're not about being mean or pushing people away. They're about protecting your energy and ensuring your needs are met. So what are some key boundaries to set? The first boundary is emotional boundaries. Knowing what you're comfortable sharing and when. You don't have to share everything because another person is sharing everything. You have to do things on your own terms. So have those appropriate emotional boundaries. If someone wants to overshare and write you a love letter and tell you everything under the sun,
that's great. It doesn't mean that you have to do it back. Set the proper emotional boundaries and know what you're comfortable sharing and share things on your terms. And here's the most important one, physical boundaries, respecting your own personal space and comfort levels. Do things at your pace. Don't feel pressured or rushed because someone is love bombing you or trying to move things along very quickly. Love takes time. Understand that. So anything that's happening overnight, 9 times out of 10, there's some love bombing going on there. So set those appropriate boundaries so you're not caught up. Time boundaries is key. Setting limits on how much time and energy you devote to a relationship. That you don't want to get lost in the sauce. So have the boundaries, especially if you're new and it's a fresh relationship, setting the proper limits on how much time and energy that you devote to that relationship, because you don't want that to interfere with everything else that you have going on, your work, your job, your social life. You want to have that balanced out, those time boundaries. And set communication boundaries, establishing clear expectations for how you want to be treated and spoken to. Okay, let me say this again for the people in the back. Communication boundaries, establishing clear expectations for how you want to be treated and spoken to. We teach people how to treat us. So if you allow people to be inappropriate because your boundaries are weak, they will treat you accordingly. So if someone is treating you poorly and you're in that relationship, you taught them how to treat them through your boundaries that you communicated. So you have to work on communication boundaries. So critical. And speaking of communication, that brings us to our next point. Open and honest communication is the cornerstone of any healthy relationship. So I want to go over a few tips for you. The first thing is active listening. Really pay attention to what the other person is saying and not just listening to respond. Sometimes when you're deep in the mix of everything, it's like, okay, are you done? Because I'm ready to speak my mind. It doesn't work like that. Active listening, listening with intent. Please pay attention to what your loved one is communicating to you, what their needs are and what they are saying. And here's another one, the I statements. Express your feelings using I feel like instead of you always do this. You have to say I feel like, you know, I'm seeing things in you. You have to speak up, but use I statements so that you can, you know, have more clarity when you're communicating. And be clear and direct with your communication. Avoid passive aggressive behavior or expecting others to read your mind. Come on, no one's like psychic. Stop it. So be clear and direct with your communication. I'm always very clear and direct. That's one thing about me. I'm going to be very direct, but I try to do things in a very respectful way. That's key. We all have feelings. So that's something that you have to do. You have to be very respectful, but also have clear and direct communication. And just, you know, make time to talk about your feelings and address your concern with your partner and how you're feeling. Communication matters, and communication is so important for having a healthy and loving relationship. Now let's talk about those red flags. We've all seen them, but sometimes we ignore them, hoping things will change. But ladies, trust your gut. Here are some common red flags to watch out for. Number one, controlling behavior, trying to dictate your decisions or actions or control you. I think Beyonce said it in the song, trying to control me and you get dismissed. Hello, red flag number one, controlling behavior. So pay attention to those signs for controlling behavior, whether they're trying to dictate your decisions or your actions. That's a no-no. Lack of respect, dismissive or belittling behavior. That's a no-no. Constant criticism, always finding fault with you. Gaslighting, being manipulative and trying to manipulate you into questioning your own reality. Gaslighting. Don't try to gaslight me because I will gaslight you. I'm like tick for tack. I will give it back to you. You cannot manipulate me, like I'm the wrong person. Like you will wish, you will regret the day that you tried to manipulate me, because trust me, it just won't work out well. I have like, and if you've experienced that, it's just, you have to have awareness. You have to know who you are and be confident in that and trust your gut and your judgment. That's a way you can avoid people who try to gaslight you and manipulate them, because some people do that for their own personal gains and they're hoping that it'll work out. But no, I'm the wrong person for that. And here's the biggest one: inconsistent behaviors, hot and cold treatment. They're just not into you. I'm here to tell you that they're not digging you like that. But it's not all dooms and glooms. Let's talk about and celebrate the green flags in a relationship, the signs of a healthy and supportive relationship. Let's talk about what that looks like. I'm here for all of it. Mutual respect, valuing each other's opinion, and respecting each other's boundaries. Love that. It's nothing better than that. Mutual respect. I respect you with all of my heart and ability, and I expect that back. Open communication, being honest and transparent, having those open communications and being very authentic. Love that. Open communication. It's nothing better than having a partner where you guys communicate on a higher level in these great vibrational frequencies on a higher level. Just great communication. Love that. Supportive behavior, encouraging your goals and dreams. They're supportive of everything that you have going on. They want to see you succeed. They want to see you win in life, and just having shared values, aligning important life principles. You have to be in sync there. You have to have the same values and beliefs. If you don't and you're in a relationship, I'm not sure how that's going to work out for you in the long run, but you do have to have shared values and beliefs, and have fun and laughter, enjoy each other's company, and you know, do all sort of incredible things together that enriches your life. And remember, ladies, you deserve to be in a relationship that makes you feel happy, supported, and valued. Don't settle for anything less. And the only way to do this is to fully understand your self-worth before entering relationships. Take the necessary time to practice that mindfulness and understand who you are, what you bring to the table, what areas you need to work on. Fully love yourself and become whole and complete before you try to extend yourself to a relationship that's going to be consuming of you as well. So understand your self-worth before you enter a relationship, and practice self-care and personal growth. Fully develop yourself, knowing your standards and values. Don't wait to get into a relationship and try to develop standards and what you want and expect and just figuring out as you go, because that's confusing and that's not proper communication, and it just won't go well for you. And understand, you know, your different friendships, building your inner circle. Identify healthy friendships versus toxic ones. Stay away from frenemies. They're only there to do one thing: to destroy you and bring you down. That's why they want to befriend you, but they don't really like you. So understand how to identify healthy, real friendships, authentic friendships versus toxic ones, the frenemies. You don't want those. And understand that true friendships, you guys support each other's growth, you communicate honestly, and you have conflict resolution, because you're not going to always get along. That's just normal. That's just a part of the human experience. Know that you're not going to always get along with all of your friends, and sometimes you'll have conflict resolutions depending on what the two of you have going on. But when it comes to romantic relationships, finding and nurturing love is so beautiful. Recognize healthy love versus the red flag, setting boundaries and honoring your needs, communicating, and emotional intimacy. That's where it's at. You have to have that really great communication. And also, you have to make sure, like with family dynamics, that you maintain healthy connections, balancing family expectations and personal happiness. Always put your happiness first. You deserve to be happy. Don't put yourself on the back burner for others. Your feelings matter.
and address different generational patterns and establish healthy boundaries with families. It's not just on a romantic level or friendship level. You also have to have those boundaries with family, and don't let them take advantage of you. You have to have the appropriate, healthy boundaries so that you can be balanced in all areas of your life. And if you are single on the dating scene, date with confidence. Know what you want and what you deserve. Embrace vulnerability while still staying empowered, and navigate rejection and disappointment with ease, and understand that your loving and fulfilling relationship will come. But please keep the appropriate standards and understand what you're looking for, and don't just take anything because you want a relationship right now and, you know, you just feel that you have to have someone, and you get someone that's completely not for you and they don't meet any of the qualifications or standards just because you're so desperate. You don't want to operate out of a state of desperation. Date with confidence, date with a level of assurance, but also work on yourself so that you are the best version of you when you're out there in the dating world seeking a mate, because like attracts like. So if you're put together, you'll be able to attract someone on that level that's, you know, vibrating to your frequencies. So understand that heartache is a part of the game. Overcoming heartbreak and learning from pain, healing after toxic relationships, taking that time to take care of yourself. Don't just hop back into another relationship. If the relationship was toxic, you have to heal from that and just reflect on what it was and acknowledge what the person did and who they were so that you don't duplicate that into your next relationship. And understand that letting go of the past so that you can just make room for the future. That person that's going to be great for you. You can't meet the right person if you're stuck on the wrong person. You have to understand how to let go and turn your pain into personal power. And you want to focus on, when you're getting into relationships, building relationships that last, maintaining trust and communication, growing together through life's challenges, weathering any storm, coming out of the toughest storms, holding hands. That's your soulmate. I love my soulmate. Keeping that spark alive in a long-term relationship, especially when you've been with someone for a very long time. You have to keep it exciting. You have to keep it fresh. You have to switch things up from time to time and just keep that spark alive, because you want to remember your why you fell in love with that person from the very start. So understand the role of vulnerability and authenticity, showing up as your true self. Because if you are not being authentic, you're going to attract someone on that vibe, and then they're not what you're looking for, and you have so much to say about them, but you weren't being authentic. So show up and be vulnerable, show up as your true self so that they can get the real you, and in return, it's reciprocated and you're getting the real them. So embracing honesty in all of your relationships, letting go of the need to be perfect, but also keep an eye out on those red flags, learning to trust your gut and intuition, and recognize unhealthy patterns early so that you can keep it moving and get out of there. And celebrate all of those healthy and great behaviors and positive signs that showed you that this person is the one for you, because a lifetime of love is just so beautiful. And understand relationships, they're mirrors for personal growth, embracing every lesson, good and bad, and continuing to evolve into your best self. No matter where you are in your relationship journey, understand every experience shapes your growth and understanding of love and connection. So by knowing your worth, honoring your needs, and approaching relationships with confidence and self-respect, you pave the way for meaningful and fulfilling bonds. Relationships may not always be easy, but with a strong sense of self and open communication, you can create connections that uplift, inspire, and empower you to be your best self. What are some relationship lessons you've learned? Share your thoughts and experiences with us. We'll love to hear all about what you have going on. on our social media page, on Insta, leah.eads. Let us know what you think. Thank you, beautiful souls, for tuning in to this week's episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you're amazing, you're worthy, and you deserve healthy, fulfilling relationships. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.